as he recovers from shoulder surgery. But there is still no timetable on when he'll return to game action. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports Josh Norman suffered a rib fracture and lung damage Monday night. But Ian says Norman may play in Week 6 following the Skins bye this week. Titans QB Marcus Mariota was limited in practice Wednesday with a hamstring injury, but the team says it still hopes he'll play Sunday. Is a predictable offense to blame for the Giants' struggles? Odell Beckham Jr. says during Sunday's loss to the Bucs, the Tampa DBs were calling out the Giants' plays before they ran them.
I talked to him after the game. He's like, we know you're running a certain route, and they study film. And I was talking to Hargroves after the game, and he's just like, we know a lot of what you're doing.
Rob Gronkowski is questionable to play with a thigh injury as the Patriots visit Tampa live on NFL Network Thursday night starting at 6 Eastern. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Home Depot has a new paint for people who want to spend less time painting, which is pretty much everyone. New Timeless Paint from PPG, starting at only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted by pros for over 100 years. Formulated for one coat coverage, it's the toughest, most durable paint you can buy. And you can only buy it here. New PPG Timeless Paint, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always.
5:05, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Thursday night football on the horizon, New England at Tampa Bay. Breaking news out of the Patriots camp. Not a surprise here, but tight end Rob Gronkowski will not play against the Buccaneers tonight. That's on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. 1600 AM, you get the joy of high school football tonight as Waterloo East takes on Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Kingston Stadium. Our very own Scott Unash will be on the call. We have an Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com, inspired by our very own producer, Kyle Mann. Which feat on the Carl and Ernie's pick six is more impressive, going 6-0 or going 0-6? Vote now, KGYMradio.com. We'll share the results at the end of tonight's show. Great hour number three on the way. We're going to be talking with Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post. She's going to give us the skinny on how Dusty Baker and the Washington Nationals are approaching their National League Divisional Series with the Chicago Cubs, which gets underway tomorrow in our nation's capital. Woodja is on the way at the bottom of the hour, but right now we welcome on another guy who's got a radio show named after him. I was told it was poor form, and I said I didn't care. He's the host of the Jeremy Werner Show, 93.5 in Champaign, ESPN Radio, also covers the Fighting Illini for Scout.com. And Jeremy, how are things in Champaign tonight?
Todd Nowes, thanks for having me. I think people are preparing for basketball season here in Champaign. I think that's what they're looking for. It's usually that time of the year where we start looking towards basketball season.
Jeremy, I think we chatted before the season, and you talked about the youth and how it's going to show a lot during this season. Where has it, and this might be a tough question, but where has it shown itself the most?
I think in every regard. Illinois, this is, I want people to know this, I think you get into year two of Lovie Smith, and I think by the end of the year you're probably going to see only three or four wins, and we'll see how they can do against Rutgers to judge that. But I think most people say, oh, it's not going so well with Lovie Smith. He's only got one recruiting class here. He inherited a roster that this year has 8 scholarship seniors, 14 scholarship juniors, and there's probably 2 or 3 guys with a chance to be drafted in all of that. And I doubt maybe 1 or 2 only get drafted in that group. So that's what he inherited, and he's played 19 true freshmen so far. 11 have started. And I think the biggest They've shown a lot of talent. Bobby Rountree, Isaiah Gay, the defensive ends, think are going to be really good. Mike Epstein, Ricky Smalling, Lewis Dorsey, all weapons that can play in the Big Ten and have produced right away. I think Alex Palcheski, an offensive lineman, is a future high draft pick. I think Larry Boyd out of St. Louis is going to be a really, really good player. I think Nate Hobbs, the cornerback, can be the best player of them all, but they're all undersized, right? They're not. They don't have man strength yet, and they have only been through a couple months of strength training here. So I just think in the trenches, you see that Illinois is just underdeveloped inside, and I think that's a great thing for Iowa going into Saturday.
Lovie Smith announces the quarterback change earlier in the week, and then drives home the point that the offense is still going to run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. So what's the point of putting Jeff George Jr. in charge of the offense?
Because he can complete a forward pass. welcome to the 21st century for Illinois football. He says run the ball, run the ball. Well, they didn't really run a running offense with Chase Crouch in there, and it didn't make all that much sense. You know, Garrett McGee wants a dynamic offense, but he doesn't have those kind of players. And the offensive line just isn't good enough to be that kind of running team, that physical team that they eventually want. Now, maybe it will be in 2 or 3 years when these guys are juniors and seniors. But right now, this offensive line just isn't good enough, so you kind of got to take them out of it. You got to run what MAC teams do. Spread it out, quick hitters, get the ball in space, because Illinois has good weapons. I think Iowa would love to have some of their receivers, including Mike Dudek and Malik Turner, two guys I think can play at the NFL level, but they're not getting them the ball. Jeff George came in relief at the USF game, and even though he threw two picks, he can be inaccurate at times. You got the weapons, the ball, and they scored some points. And to have any chance, you got to be able to score some points. And Chase Crouch just was inaccurate, didn't have a Big Ten arm, might not have had an FCS arm. So now you get a guy in there that at least has that. He's not going to solve all their issues. There's not a guy in this group right now that can solve that. That's going to take care of itself in recruiting. I think Cam Thomas, the freshman who's not ready, could play just because of how bad the quarterback position is for Illinois. But they need something else. They can't trot out Chase Crouch again and have the players believe that they have a chance to win. The players have seen what we've seen. The coaches have seen what we've seen. And that's just Chase Crouch is not good enough for this level. Even though he's not the only problem on this team, Illinois just needs some hope. And I think Jeff George at least gives them a little bit of hope.
You mentioned one of those bright spots has been the running back, the true freshman, Mike Epstein. What is the freshman from St. Thomas Aquinas, the football factory from Fort Lauderdale, shown so far in his true freshman year?
He doesn't play like a true freshman. He looks like a junior out there. I mean, I don't know if he does one thing elite, guys, but he's good at everything already. He looks like he's played for a state powerhouse that has prepared him to play college football. He's about, he's about 5'11", 205. He's got some burst to him. He definitely run away from people, but he's a really good pass catcher. He's got a vision that is beyond his years that you just can't teach. And he just hits. He doesn't get many holes, but when he does, he squeezes through it, and he gets the most out of it. So he's just a do-it-all back. I think he's going to be one of the better running backs in the Big Ten in a couple of years. And Illinois just got to do a better job of continuing to give him the ball. Sometimes they get away from him a little bit, but a lot of times they got to end up the last couple of games they've had to pass a lot. But Mike Epstein can break off big runs. He's just a really, really good Big Ten running back that if he were on another team, I think he'd be putting up way bigger numbers.
Previewing Iowa's homecoming contest with Illinois Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff at Kinnick Stadium with Jeremy Werner of 93.5 ESPN Radio in Champaign, host of the Jeremy Werner Show. Is this a lost cause for Illinois on Saturday, or do you think they have a chance to come to Iowa City and get a win somehow?
I think this is a get-right game for Iowa. I know that it was a disappointment against Michigan State. I know the offense has struggled. I know North Texas competed. I know that Iowa State game, you guys just got that one. You had to have a big comeback there. But listen, I mean, Iowa's in year, what, almost 19-20 of Kirk Ferentz. This is an established program. I mean, what Iowa is now, and I know they're not probably going to compete for a Big Ten championship this year, what they are now, that's what Illinois wants to be. They are the model for what Illinois wants to be, where you had so many rough years, but eventually you got the right guy in, you gave him time, and then all of a sudden you're four. It's probably a four-win year, and you're routinely making bowl games year after year, and every once in a while you have that special year where you can go 12-0. You can go to the Big Ten championship game like Iowa did. That's what Illinois is looking for. They are several years away from that. They need multiple recruiting classes. As I said, Lovie Smith only has one. So Iowa just has men, right? They have a program. They have a system in there. They have a defensive line. The defensive front seven is ridiculous. Illinois is going to have to pass it a lot, I think, to do anything, and I think that's going to put the ball in trouble a little bit with Jeff George. He's a little bit prone to turnovers. But I just think Iowa, if they commit to the run, they're going to be able to run the football. And I think if Stanley's just accurate, if he's not putting the ball in trouble, I think Iowa should win this one, you know, pretty easily. It's just they can control the tempo. They can control the trenches, as Iowa always does against Illinois.
You mentioned Mike Dudek a little bit earlier. He's been an interesting story, a 1,000-yard true freshman season, then a couple of knee injuries kept him out the last 2 years. How has he looked in his first four games coming back from those injuries here in 2017?
Electric when he gets the ball. They need to get him the ball more. I think he had 3 targets the last game, and he had 2 catches for 37 yards, and the other one was a pass interference that Chase Crouch underthrew. So, I mean, Chase, he should be getting the ball 10 times a game, and Illinois's got to find a way to do that, and I think Jeff George will open that up. That's where Illinois has a chance here, because Malik Turner also is a very good player. Ricky Smalling, the freshman, hasn't gotten many touches, and that's what Jeff George hopefully can do, is just kind of distribute the ball to some of these playmakers, because Mike Dudek, when he gets the ball in space, he's electric. He's a great athlete, and even though he's about 5'11", he can leap over 6'1" defensive backs and make the play. He catches basically everything around him. So he's a short, light, quick receiver. So everyone compares him to Julian Edelman and Wes Welker, but those are apt. I mean, that's kind of how he plays, and he's just a difference maker when he gets the ball in his hand. So he's definitely someone that Iowa's got to contain, but Illinois just got to do a better job of getting him the ball, whether it's on jet sweeps. I'd love to see that, screen passes, just getting on the ball in space, and he can be dangerous.
Where are the Illini defensively coming to Iowa City on Saturday?
Trying to find themselves, because against USF is one of the better offenses they'll play with a dual-threat quarterback. You know, they got torn apart by him, and they have a lot of good weapons. They won't see that much in the Big Ten. Iowa is more like Nebraska in that they have a drop-back pocket passer, but as bad as Tanner Lee's been this season, he just sat in that pocket, had all day to tear him apart. So Illinois, the key for them is they have to shut down Akram Wadley. Obviously, he's the big-time playmaker for you guys. And if you can contain him, you might be able to contain Iowa a little bit. But they got to get after Stanley. They have to be able to get pressure. And they weren't able to do that with their front four and front seven the other day. So they might have to get more blitzes in there. They're actually built to rush the passer with some of their defensive ends. Like Bobby Rountree and Isaiah Gay are a little underdeveloped size-wise, but they're quick and they can get off the ball. And then James Crawford, who got his first game back, he had a sack after serving a 3-game suspension for a violation of team rules. They have to do a better job of getting after that.
Does this Illinois team have a glaring strength?
Special teams? Their special teams have improved greatly. They got a punter from Australia, Blake Hayes. He's been great. He's been pinning the ball inside the 20-yard line. Their coverage units have been pretty good. They need to still break a long return. Dudek had one in the first couple games. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a young team, guys. And I'm not trying to sound too negative about them, but it's just kind of where they are, what he inherited from the disaster of the Tim Beckman era. You know, he had a year there where Bill Cubitt recruited the first class that Lovie Smith got. You know, Lovie Smith wasn't even able to get that, and that was kind of pieced together. And out of the 20 kids, I think 10 of them are already gone from the program. So it's just kind of where Illinois is. They're really probably a year away from being really competitive with their Big Ten West counterparts outside of Rutgers, and we'll see about Purdue and Minnesota. When it comes to a program like Iowa, they're probably 2 years away from that just because they need to get these recruits. And this is a really good freshman class. I think there's a very talented freshman class. They've just been thrown into the fire so early that, you know, they're making their mistakes, and that can help them in 2018, 2019, but I think it's just going to make for a long 2017.
Jeremy, before we let you go tonight, I want to ask you about a Brad Underwood basketball season right around the corner, and you mentioned that folks are starting to look forward to hoop season in Champaign. Is there any concern that this Lamont Evans story could possibly wrap up Brad Underwood?
There is concern. Brad Underwood hasn't squashed those doubts. I asked him about that the other day, and he basically just said he released a statement. He'll stick by that, which the statement didn't say anything. So he's not saying anything, but I think, you know, Josh Whitman, the AD here, is a lawyer. I'm sure Illinois has been consulting with their counsel, and saying nothing is probably the best course of action for them. But, yeah, there's some concern because Lamont Evans, some of the stuff he did was under his watch. But the same can be said about Frank Martin in South Carolina, and he came out a little bit more defiant than Underwood as well. I just think anybody connected to this can't assume that they're not going to have anything come with this. So a lot of people think, some people think that anybody connected to this, something bad's going to happen. Others don't think that Underwood is in that much trouble. So I think Illinois is a little bit concerned. Are they worried? I mean, nothing's going to come back in Illinois, but it could come back on their shiny new coach who everyone's excited about. So there definitely is some concern. I think on the recruiting trail, it definitely doesn't help them right now. But we're all kind of waiting. I don't think Illinois knows. I don't think the NCAA knows. The Big Ten knows. It's all an federal thing. So the FBI obviously has different ways to go about this than the NCAA.
Jeremy Werner, 93.5 ESPN in Champaign, host of the Jeremy Werner Show and Scout.com. We appreciate the time as always. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Illinois, an 18-point underdog this
special
weekend.
Special teams.
And Jeremy didn't exactly sound as if he was buying into Illinois having much of a chance. But look, what did he call a get-right game for the Hawkeyes? And that's the way that I look at this. I think a lot of people are approaching Saturday's game in the same vein. But if you weren't mentally prepared to take on Michigan State a week ago, you better be mentally prepared to take on a team that you're favored to beat by 18 points. Otherwise, I don't know. We'll find out if this team is mentally tough or mentally fragile. And I hate even going down that road, but we'll know probably, let's see, it's an 11 a.m. kickoff. We'll know by about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, probably right around the time we're doing the post-game show from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It'll be after the final gun the minute that the game is over. We still have a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to hook that up with, we're going to give that to you sometime between now and the top of the hour. LaCantina319.com is their website if you want to check out their menu. Not only can you stop into one of their three locations to grab a delicious bite to eat or maybe a margarita after work, but you can also have them cater your next business meeting, family gathering, even your tailgate. Again, LaCantina319.com. A $30 gift certificate on the way to a lucky listener sooner rather than later. It's 5:21. We'll step aside, take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll continue on and get you another Big Board update. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM. Heard all across eastern Iowa, it's KGYM. Back with more after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
This is fascinating. NFL Research has the Patriots 11-0 without Rob Gronkowski since the 2016 season, and the Patriots have actually averaged more points per game without him than with number 87 on the field. 11-0 without Gronk. They'll look to make it 12-0 tonight. You can hear the game on both of our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids as New England travels to Tampa Bay. Week 5 of the NFL season gets kicked off, and if you're just joining us, it will begin without Rob Gronkowski on the field for the Patriots. We mentioned the story earlier I did when we were talking with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com, but Fred Hoiberg wants to distance himself from a term that Iowa State fans embraced during his time in Ames, and that is Hoiball. The Chicago Sun-Times had a story today written by Joe Cowley. Fred Hoiberg wants the ball movement to stay, Hoiball to go away. He's quoted in the story as saying, "I have no idea what year it started there," speaking of the phrase hoiball, "but he doesn't necessarily enjoy being defined by that term." And Iowa State fans, I think, rightfully so, sort of a little bit of a slap in the face here, because it's further distancing himself from that program.
Well, but it would probably have a negative connotation in the NBA, right? I mean, Hoiball in Ames and Hoiball in Chicago would have different connotations.
Space and pace.
Iowa State.
Doesn't have the same ring as Hoiball. It's all about the brand. Everybody always tells me it's all about the brand. You got to be your own brand. Well, Brent Bloom and the folks there at Cyclone Fanatic, they gave Hoiberg a brand, and he's turning his back on it. It's heartbreaking.
And like Brent said, he could have made dozens of dollars if he would have trademarked that.
Bulls lost 118-71 last night to the Dallas Mavericks.
They are going to suck this year. Oh, they're going to be terrible.
I couldn't tell you two players on their roster right now.
Zach LaVine.
Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen.
Is Markkanen a Bull?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chris Dunn. Those three. That's the core they're going to try to build around. But they are going, I think they're going to be the worst team in the NBA this year. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets will spare them, but
which
I doubt
it. Which is terrible
it.
Because even if you're the worst team in the NBA, you're still not guaranteed to have the number one overall pick.
That's why I don't understand why there's so much tanking in the NBA. Because you could be the worst team and still get the 10th pick.
Yeah, but your odds of getting the number one pick are
like 25%.
But they're higher than if you play it straight.
I guess.
Kyle, I want you to fill me in here. While we were talking with Brent Bloom back in hour number one, somebody called in and was demanding that we talk about Iowa State wrestling with Brent.
Yeah, they just thought that we should do a little bit of chit-chat about Iowa State wrestling and where they're headed. And the future of Iowa State wrestling.
Well, they couldn't go any lower, so they're trending upward. There we go.
Yeah,
things couldn't get any worse.
We just solved the Rubik's Cube in record time.
You can't get that kind of insight anywhere.
You can. You could literally get that insight if you went to Twitter and typed
in
Iowa State wrestling. No, they were terrible. They had fallen so far behind Iowa, a change needed to be made, and there's nowhere to go but up now. And there's nowhere for us to go than to over to Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa football announced today that former defensive lineman Adrian Claiborne will serve as this week's honorary captain against Illinois. Claiborne was named National Defensive Player of the Year in 2010, and you might remember his blocked punt touchdown in an upset over Penn State. He's got some freedom this weekend as his Falcons are on the bye week. Linebacker Josie Jewell was selected as one of 30 candidates for the Senior Class Award. That gets awarded to the senior student-athlete that best combines on-field success with a positive impact in and around their community. We mentioned that Iowa volleyball had a big match with number 22 Michigan last night, and they went on to pull off the upset. They dropped the first set before claiming the next three in a row to move to 13-5 and 2-3 in the conference. It doesn't get a whole lot easier, however, as they've got number 4 Nebraska on Saturday. Zach Johnson is in Napa, California this weekend for the Safeway Open. He shot a 68 in his first round to tie for 6th at 4 under par. He trails leader Brendan Steele by 3 strokes. Tonight after the show, we've got a busy night of football. On 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, we'll have Scott Unash on the call at Kingston Stadium, where Cedar Rapids Jefferson is hosting Waterloo East. And on our FM frequencies, we'll bring you Thursday night football as Tom Brady and the struggling Pats defense travel to Tampa Bay to take on Jameis Winston and the Bucks. That's going to be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Chelsea Janes going to join us. And do we know, is it Janes or Janice?
I actually have been wondering the same thing.
Well, can we research that? I would hate to bring her onto the program and mispronounce her name. She's from the Washington Post. She's going to kick off hour number 3 tonight, talking a little Dusty Baker and the Nationals. And if you're just joining us and a fan of the Chicago Cubs, good news. You probably are only going to see Max Scherzer once in a 5-game series.
Game 3, correct?
Right now, game 3. He was scheduled to throw a bullpen session today, and I don't know whether that actually took place or not. But if he threw a full bullpen today, there's no way he'd be able to pitch in game 2. So we will see Scherzer in game 3 at the earliest, which would be Monday in Chicago, and it would be really hard for him to come back and pitch in game 5. So we'll see. Baseball underway right now. The Astros and the Red Sox, their American League Divisional Series underway. And we'll get you a score update in just a second as one is available. Or not. We can just send you to the bottom of the hour, which is what we're going to do. Right, it's 5-2. The Astros are still ahead.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP, BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard?
Play a bit too rough at the weekend tailgate? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today.
Ooh.
So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including Biofreeze, ice packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Game 1 of the American League Division Series in Houston right now on ESPN Radio. The Astros lead the Red Sox 5-2 in the 6th inning, and Houston is threatening for more. They've got the bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the 6th. 2 home runs in the game for Jose Altuve for Houston. For the Red Sox, DH Eduardo Nunez had to leave the game in the 1st inning after re-aggravating a right knee injury. At 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio will have Game 1 coverage for the Yankees and Indians in Cleveland. New York goes with Sonny Gray, and Cleveland will start Trevor Bauer. Early next week, Giants manager Bruce Bochy will have a second procedure on his heart in the last 6 months to treat an atrial fibrillation. Bochy says he plans to manage the last 2 years of his contract. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr back to practice today, 4 days after breaking a bone in his back. He says he's ahead of schedule, but E.J. Manuel still expected to start Sunday against the Ravens. College football tonight on ESPN at 8 Eastern. 17th-ranked Louisville plays at number 24, NC State.
in the wild card games. All four starters didn't last long as teams went to their bullpens. Is this something that will continue? We'll ask John Smoltz when he joins Mike and Mike Friday morning at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
5:35, welcome back in the halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, hanging around in the studio. That must mean Woodja is right around the corner. He's going to have a $30 gift card to La Cantina for one of you lucky listeners sometime between now and the top of the hour. Continue listening, please. Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post joins us in hour number three. We'll look ahead to tomorrow's Game 1 of the National League Divisional Series between the Nationals and the Cubs. It's the American League taking center stage today, as we mentioned, going into the bottom of the hour break. The Astros still leading the Red Sox. The Yankees will get things underway tonight, their series with the Cleveland Indians. Trevor Bauer going in Game 1 for the Indians. Other baseball news today, Atlanta announcing that they're going to bring back manager Brian Snitker for a third season, and there's some turmoil in that Atlanta front office right now, but some stability in the Major League dugout, and still no decision on Paul Molitor and the Minnesota Twins. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. If you missed anything, the podcast is available on our website, kgymradio.com, where you can vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question today in regards to the pick six. What is the more impressive feat, going 6-0 or going 0-6? Each has their own merits. We want to know what you think is harder or more impressive: running the table, being perfect, or missing the mark on every single game. We have a lot more 0-6s than we do 6-0s.
Yes, we do. I had two of them in one year.
I couldn't tell you the last time that I went 6-0. I can tell you that I've had to buy lunch once, I think. I've banished it from my memory. You know what I haven't banished from my memory, although I've tried? I try every Wednesday night when I go home and I lay my head down on the pillow at night. I try not to think about the Thursday staple. It is, of course, would you?
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, I'm going to go ahead and start with you. I'm curious to know what the listeners have to say about this as well. So chime in on the Hertine and Stocker text line. Play along at home. It's the home edition of Would You? Alex, what would you say is the number one issue facing the Iowa football team right now as it heads into its game with Illinois this weekend?
I think it's the offense. Just a collective effort offensively. The play calling, the quarterback play, the wide receiver play, the running game, and the offensive line. For whatever reason, though, that combination has not been able to get it done. They have not been able to run the ball the way they've wanted to run the ball. They have not been able to beat man coverage when teams put 7 and 8 guys in the box. The first two Big Ten teams that they have played this season have stymied their offense. And
great word.
They're going to get into a stretch after Illinois where they're playing a lot of toss-up games. They're not playing. They're playing a couple of really good teams in Ohio State and Wisconsin, but the other four games that they will play are toss-up games, whether it's against an improved Purdue team, a Minnesota team. Those games, and even Nebraska, as bad as they've looked, they might be favored in a few of those games, but for the most part, those are 50-50 games. So the offense has to find itself, and I think that Illinois will be the perfect match for them to do so. As Jeremy talked about, they're underdeveloped. They are young on the defensive side of the football and across the defensive line, and I think that will play well for the Iowa offense this week.
The thing that I'm waiting to... You asked what is the biggest question mark.
What's the biggest issue that the Hawkeyes face?
Yeah, I honestly... I was talking to Alex about this, Alex and David Schulte from Rob FM earlier today. The thing that I saw...
Synergy. Do you like that?
That's right.
Synergy. Rob FM, right across the hall from us.
The first few weeks, Stanley's been missing throws. And the first few weeks, though, I think I even talked about this last week on Would You? You saw him get a couple inches closer to hitting one of those deep balls. And then the next week, a couple inches closer. You were even to the point where if Matt Vandenberg was a little bit taller, or if Noah Fant would dive... that he was going to be hitting some of those. And what I've seen Stanley do, at least what it feels like in the last couple weeks, is he's not making that progress anymore. And I even thought that last week he had some of his worst balls. And he even hit on one to, I forget who it was, it was down the right sideline. He hit on one, but it was right into double coverage. And so I was actually not thrilled with the decision to make the throw in the first place. I need to see Nate Stanley continue to improve more than he has in the last couple weeks.
Kyle, if you were Dusty Baker, would you be worried about only throwing Max Scherzer once against the Cubs in a 5-game series? Scherzer most likely pitching game 3 of the National League Divisional Series on Monday at Wrigley Field. That means it would be really hard for him to come back in a do-or-die game 5. Dusty Baker... pitchers, what's the worst that could happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been wondering, because coming into this, I hear Alex make the comments, Scott Unash has made the same comment. I'm not that super confident in this Cubs-Nats series that the Cubs are going to be able to come out on top, because I just think the Nats match up pretty well. But Alex and Scott have both, I thought it was a joke at first. They say, no, I'm taking the Cubs because Dusty Baker is going to mess something up somehow. And I have to sit there and wonder, you know, is it really that bad? And here we are, Max Scherzer. He's one of the most dominant pitchers in the game, and you're only going to throw him once in a 5-game series. I think that's a huge mistake, and it's a huge favorite of the Cubs, but it is a huge mistake for Dusty Baker and the Nationals.
I do have the Nationals winning this series. I do worry if you're a Nationals fan. Yeah. That Dusty Baker, his track record in the playoffs. But here's the deal with Max Scherzer. He's nursing a hamstring injury. And do you want to put him out there in game 1 where he might not be 100%? Or do you want to put Steven Strasburg out there, who has been one of the best pitchers in the second half, out there game 1 to match up with the Cubs? That's the luxury that Dusty Baker has. He has 3 aces. I know Max Scherzer is probably the most dominant of all of them. Steven Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, and Max Scherzer. 1, 2, 3. As long as that lineup is able to hit and able to produce runs, I think that the experience that those three have in the playoffs, they'll be just fine. And I see why he's pushing Strasburg back to game three because of that hamstring issue. And everybody's wondering how he's feeling. Just give him a few more days rest. And I think he's making the right move here.
I just took a peek at the Hertin and Stocker text line going back to the very first would you about the number one issue facing the Iowa football team right now, and there were four texts, and all four of them offered up something different. So it sort of goes to tell you it's not just one thing that's leading to the 0-2 start in Big Ten play for the Hawkeyes. Alex Kuhn, we've got Thursday night football on the way tonight with the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Would you be worried right now if you were a Patriots fan?
For tonight's game or just in general?
Just the season in general. Everybody is rushing to the conclusion that, oh my God, the Patriots' defense is awful and they're done.
I would be concerned, but no, it's not time to push the panic button by any means. I mean, of course, when you're giving up 475 yards per game, you have to be concerned. And the loss last week to Carolina didn't help anything. They play Tampa this week. They play Atlanta in 2 weeks. They play Oakland, and I think the schedule gets pretty manageable after that. They play a lot of teams in their division, the AFC East, which has a few really, really bad football teams in it. I would be concerned as far as a playoff standpoint goes because I think this team's going to make the playoffs. The issue is we sat here a couple weeks ago and said they are the absolute favorite to win the Super Bowl, and they're not going to win the Super Bowl getting gashed the way that they have so far this season. Tonight, I would be very worried. I think Jameis Winston and Mike Evans are going to give them all kinds of issues. DeSean Jackson's speed, playmaking ability will take advantage of a lot of the lack of communication that we've seen from their secondary so far this season. They've given up a lot of big plays through the air. I think Tampa has a very good chance to go in there and score a bunch of points. So tonight I would be worried long term as far as making the playoffs. I'm not worried, but you have to be concerned with what the defense has done this season.
Yeah, I think Alex is right. First off, tonight, just talking about tonight, that Tampa offense with Jameis, they're really starting to come together. Mike Evans is big. DeSean Jackson is fast. I think you might see O.J. Howard make some plays. It feels like this could be a pretty big shocking loss for the Patriots, and then it's really panic mode. But the thing is, I might even be a little bit more concerned long term than Alex is, because what is the one thing that the Patriots really never do is pay people. They don't want to pay guys, and they go out in this offseason, they pay Stephon Gilmore, a guy who they've watched play in Buffalo for 4 years. They know him very well. They seem to have had reason to believe that he would fit well with them. And you know, they gave him a new big contract. And he's come in this year and looked awful. And then you add to that, Devin McCourty and Patrick Chung seem to have taken steps back. I was hearing some of it yesterday. I wish I could remember who this was, but somebody was breaking down that Patriots defense and watching on film.
X's and O's?
Yeah, when teams are coming out and giving them stacked looks with stacked receivers or a trips trio look, their safeties and corners are not communicating at all. And there have literally been times where the corner gets spun around trying to look for the guy that he's lost because he didn't know who he was supposed to have when they broke off the line. They're an absolute mess. And I mean, the numbers show it. They're the only team to have given up 300 yards passing in every game this year. And you know, even Tom Brady, you can't win you can't go through a whole season just expecting your quarterback to win in a shootout. It's unfair and it's not sustainable.
One last NFL would you, Alex? What would you say reasonable expectations are for Mitch Trubisky Monday night when he makes his debut as the Bears' starting quarterback?
No expectations. Go in expecting the worst, and everything on top of that will be cake. I think, what a lot of Bears fans have gone into the last couple of years thinking like. Am I wrong, Kyle?
No.
That's what you're going to have to be with this rookie quarterback. And I hope they ease him into the situation. I hope that he doesn't go out there and get hit so many times against the Vikings that it ruins his confidence. Because I think that they do have something in Trubisky. He was not refined during the preseason, but he showed flashes, which is what you want out of your rookie quarterback. I think they're absolutely rushing him into this situation. They're putting him in there against a defense where it's somewhat setting him up to fail. So going into this game, have no expectations, and hopefully, well, actually, definitely, he will be able to exceed those zero expectations.
Dude, I think it's going to be bad. I really wish that they had stuck to their guns, because there was a reason that they didn't start Trubisky in the first place. If they loved Trubisky from the very beginning of the draft process, then, you know, why did you go out and sign Mike Glennon? They knew from the beginning Trubisky's not ready, and now you're going to throw him out there. Todd made this point last week. It's not just his debut. It's Monday Night Football against a rival with a good defense. And then you factor in the fact that Trubisky has no receivers. The line is not it's not even as good as it was supposed to be, which was still not good. And if I could come into this with no expectations and just take what he does and appreciate that, that'd be great. But I can't help but go into this game expecting to see Trubisky look bad, because he's been put in an unfortunate situation that John Fox didn't want to put him into. And I don't expect a lot at all.
Alex, I know you're a hockey fan. Kyle, are you a hockey fan?
No.
Okay, well then this is a would you for Alex.
Okay.
Would you be surprised if the Chicago Blackhawks didn't make the playoffs this year? They're very young.
I would be surprised if the Chicago Blackhawks didn't make the playoffs for just the reason that they've been near the top of the Western Conference for now as long as I can remember following hockey. And I know they were bad before the 2008-2009 season when they tanked and they were able to get Kane and Taves and surround them with a lot of really good role players. So, but for this last decade, they've been winning cups. They've been getting to Western Conference Finals. They've been making the playoffs. And it was surprising enough for me to see them lose in the first round the last couple of years. That shocked me. I know that the Western Conference is loaded, and the Central Division is loaded for that matter. The Avalanche are terrible. The Jets are rebuilding a little bit. They looked bad last night. But the Blackhawks, the Stars, the Wild, the Predators, and the Blues, one of those teams can't make it. And I would be a little surprised if it were the Chicago Blackhawks at this point, but I guess not as shocked as I would have been the last couple of years, because they've shown a little bit of wear and tear in the playoffs the last 2 years.
That's another edition of Would You in the Books. This is going to be a first ever on either this any local programming here in Eastern Iowa. A first. After the break, we're going to bring you the sad tale of an oil and natural gas company that's changing its name. Are you intrigued?
That's a tease.
Very.
Yeah, I'm not really. Don't tell people it's a tease. Radio 101, right? That term got retired, didn't it? Radio 101 really quickly. Now I don't know if I want to do the story or not.
Now you got to do the story.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, I have to now, don't we? Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way when we return, as well as the tale of the natural gas company that's changing its name. And when we tell you its name, you'll understand why. More of the Todd Brolkamp Show on the way after this.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at tryoninvestments.com.
So this company has decided that it's going to change its name. It's a natural gas company, and the name of the national, well, they took the name from what the company is, and it's the Danish Oil and Natural Gas Company, which if you take the first letter of every word in Danish oil and natural gas,
I saw this. Dong.
Dong Energy. What could possibly go wrong, especially in this day and age? Well, the fine folks at Danish Oil and Natural Gas, otherwise known as Dong Energy, announced today that for unknown reasons, unspecified reasons, they have decided to change the name of their company to honor the founder. So they will be known as Ørsted henceforth. So rest in peace to Danish Oil and Natural Gas, otherwise known as Dong Energy.
Why do they have to go and change that name?
Is it too late? Do they have a store online? Can we go in and get some logo apparel?
Some t-shirts?
You know what? I don't
hang
want
them up on the wall.
I don't know if you want to see what the logo.
I don't know
looks.
If you can go to dong.com at work.
I can't. You can't go to Barstool on the work computers. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that.
Not that that's a great loss, but yeah. There was a story I was trying to read the other day, and verboten.
Barstool?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe it's just my computer. Maybe I spend too much time on websites I'm not supposed to. I don't know. Send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa football announced today that former defensive lineman Adrian Claiborne will serve as this week's honorary captain against Illinois. Claiborne was named National Defensive Player of the Year in 2010, and you might remember his blocked punt touchdown in an upset over Penn State. He's got some freedom this weekend as his Falcons are on their bye week. Linebacker Josie Jewell was selected as one of 30 candidates for the Senior Class Award. That gets awarded to the senior student athlete that best combines on-field success with a positive impact in and around their community. We mentioned that Iowa volleyball had a big match with number 22 Michigan last night, and they went on to pull off the upset. They dropped the first set before claiming the next three in a row to move to 13-5 and 2-3 in the Big Ten. It doesn't get a whole lot easier, though, as they've got number 4 Nebraska on Saturday. Zach Johnson is in Napa, California this weekend for the Safeway Open. He shot a 68 in his first round today to tie for 6th at 4 under par. He trails leader Brendan Steele by 3 strokes. Tonight after the show, we've got a busy night of football. On 1600 AM, the historic main gym, we're going to have Scott Unash on the call at Kingston Stadium, where Cedar Rapids Jefferson is hosting Waterloo East. And on our FM frequencies, we'll bring you Thursday night football as Tom Brady and the struggling Pats D travel to Tampa Bay to take on Jameis Winston and the Bucks. That's going to be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
The Yankees and the Indians get their American League Divisional Series underway later tonight, and Aaron Judge is going to have to hit 2 home runs in that game if he wants to catch up with postseason home run leader Jose Altuve, who has hit 3 home runs in their opener with the Red Sox today. The Astros off to a very strong start thanks to the stick of Jose Altuve. They are up 8-2. That game now in the bottom of the 7th inning.
Dong Energy. I went to their website, and it's still up. But so they don't sell t-shirts.
So you can visit
there.
Dong Energy.
DongEnergy.com.
We can't go to Barstool, which, again, is not necessarily a huge loss.
But I was able to go to Barstool, but...
You were?
On this computer, at least.
Then maybe it's just me. I don't even spend any time there. Well... I guess it's better than having the what?
Oh, I was just going to say I'm so torn on Barstool.
Okay. Well, we're not having that discussion
here. Yeah, we won't.
We won. Why, by the way, we haven't said anything about Iowa volleyball. Why does the big board say we've been talking about Iowa volleyball?
Because you made a flippant comment yesterday about how there's a volleyball match, and then I put at the beginning of one of the big boards that Iowa volleyball plays Michigan tonight at 7.
Oh, it was on the big board yesterday.
Yep, I put it at the very beginning.
Why? Okay.
I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
That sounds like a motto. Whether that's for this show or Dong Energy, I'm not quite sure.
I think it's for Dong Energy as well.
Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post is going to join us next. We'll talk National League Divisional Series, Cubs and Nats getting underway tomorrow in the nation's capital. Steven Strasburg gets the ball in Game 1. She'll help preview that series for us. 2 hours down, one to go, and a gift card right now to La Cantina. I said I was going to do it before the top of the hour, and technically I still have 20 seconds. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6. You're going to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Good at any of their 3 locations, Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids, or the Fountains off Edgewood. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6. We'll find out who our winner is when we kick off hour number 3 next.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. It's been all Astros in Game 1 of the American League Division Series in Houston.
Now Jose Altuve with a long drive to left center field. Back. Going again. Second of the game for Altuve. 5-2, Houston.
Chris Berman on ESPN Radio. One of 3 home runs in the game now for Altuve. Boston starter Chris Sale gave up 3 home runs. The Astros lead the Red Sox 8-2 in the 7th. Red Sox DH Eduardo Nunez had to leave the game in the first inning with a right knee injury. Also coming up on ESPN Radio, Game 1 for the Yankees.